Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm Kambu with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Modeling Lifelong Learning. There's something students are always watching, even when we don't realize it. It's not just what we teach, it's how we learn. Because students don't just listen to what we say, they watch how we show up. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is rain. We need it right now here in the Midwest. The land needs it. The farmers need it. And it reminds you of how much we depend on things that are actually out of our control, that we have no control over. Second thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for music. Music has a way of shifting your mood, your energy, your mindset. It sticks with you in a powerful way. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is quiet time in the car. Those moments where it's just you and your thoughts. No noise, no distractions. That time matters more than we think. I love listening to music in the car. I love listening to podcasts. Sometimes I just need that quiet time with no distractions, no anything. My wife really loves that type of time, just having it quiet in the car. There's times where I really value that and I'm thankful for that when I need it. Well, let's get back into the main topic. We talk a lot about what students should learn. The standards, the content, the expectations, but there's another layer. What students see in us. So the topic once again is modeling lifelong learning. Students, they learn from what we model. Students are always observing, not just listening. They watch how we respond, how we think, how we handle situations. And that modeling, it shapes their understanding, sometimes more than direct instruction because it feels real. And lifelong learning is shown, not just said. It's easy to say learning matters. It's different to show it. Students, they notice when we are learning too. Trying new things, adjusting, growing. They know. And that sends a message that learning doesn't stop. It doesn't stop after they are done in our classrooms or done in the classroom. Learning becomes real when students see it in action, not just hear about it. Admitting we don't know matters. Oh boy, does it matter. Teachers don't have all the answers. And that's okay. We don't have to act like we know all the answers. Saying, I don't know, shows honesty. It shows thinking. It shows that, hey, learning is ongoing and that students, they can see that. And it gives them permission to not know everything either. They don't have to be a know-it-all. Us as teachers, we don't have to be a know-it-all. I'm not crazy about being around people who are know-it-all, who knows all the answers, because nobody knows all the answers. And we have to be very careful to not present ourselves in a way where we think that we have to have all the answers, because we don't. That's more powerful when we say we don't know. And growth mindset is modeled daily. We model that. It's not a poster. It's not some cute little phrase that we say. It's how we respond. When something doesn't go right, when we adjust, when we keep going, that's what students, that's what they see. And that's what they learn. Learning involves effort and adjustment. Not everything works the first time. That's really part of the process. Trying something and adjusting. That's real learning. Students, they notice when we revise, when we rethink, when we improve, and that matters. Learning is not about getting it right. It's about working through it. And students, they need to see that. So that learning, that learning where we bring in that effort and adjustment, it's critical. I'm going to be doing that today in my classroom, making some adjustments and putting some effort in. They're going to see me model that today for them. It's something I do every day. Curiosity in teachers matters. When teachers ask questions, it changes the environment. It invites thinking. It shows openness. Students, they respond to that because it feels different. It feels more engaging and more real. And reflection, well, it's part of lifelong learning. Thinking back on what happened, what worked, hey, maybe what didn't work. That reflection, it builds growth. Students benefit from seeing that progress, not just the outcome, but the thinking behind it. I actually believe that reflection is one of the best things that we can do as educators and that we can teach students to do themselves. Learning doesn't stop after school. It doesn't. Learning continues through experiences, through challenges, through everyday life. Students, they need to see that. They do. They need to see that it doesn't end when school ends, that it continues forward. And students, they mirror what they see. Behavior is often modeled, not just taught. Students, they pick up on tone. They pick up on our tone, y'all. On our approach, on our mindset, that influence is legit, that influence is real, and it shapes how students learn. And modeling learning, it builds a culture of growth. What a powerful thing. When learning is visible, it becomes part of the environment. It's not forced. It's natural. And students, they feel it, they respond to it, and it builds something bigger than a lesson. Modeling learning doesn't just impact individuals, it shapes the entire classroom. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that when you really think about it, students may not remember every lesson, and they probably won't. They won't remember every standard, every objective, but they will remember what it felt like to learn in your classroom. They will remember how you handled things, how you responded, how you kept going, how you showed them what learning actually looks like. So keep showing that. Keep modeling growth, because that might be the most important thing they take with them when they leave your classroom. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast, and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher.